Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by what we call BHMD1, and we'll explain what that means. And what that means is you can look a whole lot better. You know, a little vanity and pride in one's appearance, there is nothing wrong with that. And we've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. We're finding out now that's not the truth. It is a waste of time. And according to Dr. Lake, he's a world-renowned Beverly Hills beauty expert that keeps careers on target in Hollywood. And he said these wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. There's a better way to go about it. And these previous things that you're using, you get rid of, they don't make a difference. So he came up with a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that someone that says that could empty the wallets of the people that are producing the old stuff. And Lake told reporters, hey, look, it's easier than you think. And people are going to be really upset at how quickly the quote, age rewinder can work. It takes years to perfect it, it takes minutes to see the results. He's created a video, free video for you to look at to see how this works. And this video, 2,300,000 views. Is that amazing? Okay, so here's what you got to do. You want to find out more? You want to look better? It's really, really easy. Go to BHMD1. That's the number one. Boy, Harry, Mary, David, BHMD1.com/Dave for the free video. Really good stuff. All right, we're going to dispel a myth. And I think President Trump is sincere. I don't think, I know. He let out the JFK files, the Martin Luther King files, the RFK files. And you ain't going to see a damn thing that's going to tell you the truth. Why? Well, let's see. John Kennedy was murdered in 1963. Martin Luther King, 1968. Robert Kennedy, 1968. Now do the math. From the first assassination, we're over 61 years. How much time have they had to fabricate data? You're not going to get the truth. It's a big farce by the CIA. I think Trump is hoping maybe some things will be in there. Maybe the people can really get to the truth. But I got to tell you. I've had these associations for years. I rubbed elbows with Jim Mars, and we were good friends. He was the premier expert, taught the first class on the JFK assassination at the University of Texas, consultant to Oliver Stone in the movie JFK. Oliver Stone, hats off to you for what you've done through the years. You have tried to further truth. But here's what's really interesting. I still maintain contact with the experts of the day, like Jim DiEugenio. And I had his associates on my show as well. I've had Jim on three times. His associates, they were fantastic. These guys are knowledgeable. But I'll tell you what I've concluded. And I'll tell you without going all through the detail because it's laborious, but I'll get to it right here. The man who fired the fatal headshot that killed John Kennedy was a hired hitman. The order came down from the Rockefellers. The CIA was involved because the CIA was involved by, if you go back to the OSS, predecessor to the CIA, they were connected with who? The mafia to keep the German spies off the docks, keep the saboteurs from doing damage. Long relationship, CIA mafia. But the CIA didn't want to have hands-on inside the country. They thought persecution would really come if they failed, particularly with RFK. So they went to the Corsican Mafia in Marseille, France, the old French heroin connection. Remember that movie with Gene Hackman? That's who we're talking about here. The contract was offered to a man named Christian David. He said, "Where's it going to take place?" He, in America, no, I'm not going to do it. Do you have anyone that will? Well, we have a reckless assassin named Lucien Sarti. And he's really good at dressing up in disguises. He was in a Dallas police uniform that day, seen by two people, photographed, blown up. It's him. The paymaster told Steve Revelle, investigative reporter, it was him. I mean, we have more than enough proof. But that only tells you who the assassin was. He fired a hollow point bullet, which is why they had to lose Kennedy's brain, because it got blown out. Even, you know, the doctors at Parkland were never interviewed by the Warren Commission that was tasked with deciding who done it. And the reason they couldn't is because they all saw a quarter of the president's brain blown out. And that's a hollow point bullet. And that's not the gun that they attributed to Oswald, who never fired a shot that day. They gave him two paraffin tests, a test for nitrates, tested negative both times. He didn't fire a shot. He was framed. He was the patsy. Fact, he said as much when he was arrested. All right, let's go further with this. Why was Kennedy killed? Well, let's see. Silver certificates going against the Federal Reserve. Rockefeller. We got control of this baby. We're draining the public. What used to be worth a dollar today in America is worth 3 cents. At the time of Kennedy, it had dropped about half. And here comes a guy that offered precious metals stability. Precious metals stability. Okay. So that was one. Two, the Vietnam War was a big cash cow. Also, it opened the door for heroin production to come into the United States. A lot of it stuffed inside dead GI bodies. So yeah, that's been coming, that's came out. It's not a conspiracy theory, that's been proven. And so you had the Golden Triangle, the heroin, you had the cash cow. Rockefellers owned Chrysler Corporation in that day, and they got 90% of all U.S. defense contracts for the Vietnam War that they subcontracted out. And then Bell Helicopter, you know, all the helicopters in Vietnam. Okay, well, they owned the helicopters as well in that day. And of course, the banks made a lot of money. Federal Reserve made a lot of money. Well, that was all Rockefeller interests. And then you had the CIA, ex-CIA director fired by Kennedy over Bay of Pigs, Alan Dulles, was the spokesperson for the Warren Commission. Explain that one. And they put all his enemies on the commission to cover it up. Gerald Ford, John Kennedy were enemies. He used to have shouting matches on the floor of the Senate over budget, particularly military budget. And of course, John, he was paid handsomely, Gerald Ford, by becoming an unelected vice president, and then an unelected president, and then he got his butt kicked. Jimmy Carter. So going back to the Kennedy assassination, it was a Rockefeller CIA hit. Lyndon Johnson was involved. A couple of the Joint Chiefs were involved. Lemons was involved. Yeah. And I won't go into all the detail, but that's who done it. That's who done it. You got the Vietnam War as a result. Kennedy wanted to cut back on upper atmospheric nuclear testing. He was reaching an agreement with Khrushchev to do that. Can't have that because every time we blow a rocket up in upper atmosphere, we have to build another one, courtesy of taxpayers' expense. And my kids need braces, says the military industrial complex. So they got what they wanted. And here Kennedy at American University in June of 1963 signed his death warrant when he said that we're not going to do this anymore. Oh, no. And we're going to get Vietnam too. And here's an interesting coincidence. The Diem brothers that ran South Vietnam had said early in November, we do not want American troops other than combat advisors and your weapons that we appreciate. Thank you very much. We don't want your troops in our country. We've been colonized by the French, by the Japanese, by the French. We don't need to be colonized by the Americans. We don't want you here. Well, the CIA was doing the bidding of the Rockefellers, and they assassinated the Diem brothers, and that's not in dispute. That's a given historical fact. And 3 weeks later, John Kennedy was dead because he wouldn't commit to Vietnam. That's what happened, folks. I mean, it's not a mystery. It's not hard to figure out. You know, I've got, I hate to say it, about 4 decades into this now. And every time I make new discoveries, it just furthers what I know to be true. The minor details we can argue over, but the reality is this, is that Kennedy was killed by the Rockefellers, the CIA, and for those reasons I've mentioned. Don't depend on any documents. I thank the president for getting them released. It's 60 years overdue, and those papers aren't worth what they're written on. But I'll leave you with a final thought. In each and every case of the three major assassinations, you had a lone assassin, mentally unstable, And just conveniently, they wrote a diary saying what they were going to do. How convenient is that? And in two of the three cases, they had to be killed before they could talk. Oh, and by the way, in the assassination of Martin Luther King, I think I should mention that the FBI was protecting him with 11 security guards. And the day he was killed, or excuse me, the day before he was killed, they pulled all the security detail away. How convenient was that? You couldn't make this stuff up. And whoever killed John Kennedy also killed Martin Luther King, also killed Bobby. And what did Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy stand for? Anti-Vietnam, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-arms race. They all three were killed for basically the same reasons. That's all you need to know. These doctored documents that'll come out won't tell you jack crap. They'll start saying oh, he was shot by the man with the street cover off. Oh no, it was the driver. Boom, rearview mirror, very good target. Come on, folks, you're not going to get anything. In fact, he had that fake assassin with his deathbed confession a couple of months ago. It was a setup by the CIA because they knew what was coming. They got to lead you off the path. I told you what the truth is. Jim Mars was right. I'm right. There you have it.